composer Bruce Adolph is at the piano here in NPR Studio 4A. And Bruce, you've played that dozens of times. I've never heard it played so jauntily.
Really?
Yeah. This Old Man, in the style of Béla Bartók, one of your many piano puzzlers where you take a familiar tune, rewrite it in the style of a classical composer. And yeah, that old man was rolling home with real bounce in his step, I think.
Yeah, maybe it was the coffee.
Maybe that was it, yeah. Well, it's our piano puzzler, which we do every week on the air, and we always get a listener on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. And Joni McCraw is joining us from Moortown, Vermont. Hi, Joni.
Hi there.
And say hi to Bruce Adolph.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Joni, I understand that you're a music teacher in Moortown?
Yes, I teach in the area, several different school systems.
Uh-huh. What do you teach?
I give private instruction on clarinet, sax, and flute.
Mm-hmm. And you also play locally in the pit of music theaters?
In Vermont, you have to kind of go all over the place to play. But uh-huh. I do play in many different musical theater venues. Yep.
So what was the last show you played in?
Well, I'm actually in the middle of just starting to work on Pirates of Penzance.
Oh, that'll be fun.
That'll be great.
And are you playing all three, clarinet, saxophone, and flute?
This, because it's Gilbert and Sullivan, this is going to be just a straight clarinet book.
Ah, well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And I hope you have fun with our piano puzzler, too. You're a little bit on the spot here. Your job is to name the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. You ready?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, let's give it a shot then. That's very sweet.
Very nice.
Thanks.
Joni, any thoughts on what Bruce has put together here?
Well, the piece reminds me of the Mother Goose Suite of Ravel.
Very good.
But
yes.
I don't know the tune.
Well, you might. You might. I'll bring it out a little more. My thesis behind this whole show, I think, is that the harmonies and the textures and all of that are much more important than tunes.
Yep. You know? It totally effectively disguises whatever your tune is, because I'm still stumped. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe we don't know it.
All through the night.
That's it. Now, here, it starts off in the left hand with a little bit of Tombeau de Couperin confusing and above. See, and then I extend the cadence past the song to really to mess you up. Well, not you personally. But now the tune is right above, and the problem is that the chords are so Ravel and they don't exactly fit. But they are in the same key. It's just a different way of writing the harmony.
Well, my daughter will get a big kick out of the fact that that was the tune, because she is now in graduate school studying musicology.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was a young flutist in fourth grade, she didn't understand dotted quarter notes. And her teacher made her play all through the night, over and over and over again, till she finally tore her hair out and said, I don't care if I ever hear this song again, as long as I live.
Oh, what a great story.
Isn't that funny? And then,
yeah.
And that's what I get on Piano Puzzler. Thank you so much.
Well, Bruce, artfully done. And I have to say the same for you, Joni. You got Maurice Ravel right away, and you got the tune, too. You got All Through the Night. I'm going to be kicking myself all through the night, I think, for not getting that. But Joni McCraw from Moortown, Vermont, very well done. What's your NPR member station?
I listen to VPR, which is up in Colchester, Vermont.
Vermont Public Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Joni McCraw, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next time.
Bye, Fred.